And coming up this weekend, actually it's an event that is starting today, but we'll be touring in Ketchikan later this weekend. The Island Institute of Sitka is sponsoring an arts ferry tour through Southeast Alaska. And that will be, again, coming to Ketchikan on, I believe, Sunday, and then also a big event on Monday. Here to tell us more about that is Peter Bradley with the Island Institute of Sitka. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the air.
Thanks so much for being with me. And right now, I'm guessing you're south in Bellingham. Is that correct?
In Seattle. We make the trip up to Bellingham later today, and we'll be hopping on the Malaspina at 6 tonight.
Okay. And explain what this Arts Ferry Tour is.
Sure. I'll be traveling with four artists from across the country, including one Alaskan artist. And it's a sort of nomadic artist residency program that for the artist is a chance to enter sort of an inquisitive space with one another and explore ideas while also exploring Alaska, meeting Alaskan communities and giving presentations and teaching along the way and maybe working on some projects on their own or together, but hopefully this will give a lot of inspiration for their future work and offer some cool experiences to the communities that we're traveling through. And so we'll be going through Ketchikan as well as Juneau and Gustavus and Sitka on this trip.
And is there a purpose for this? Is there some something you're trying to spread the news about to the world as you do this tour?
Not so much. The theme of the tour is signal to noise, which is an audio and science and engineering term, which refers to the strength of a desired signal measured against the sound of the noise that's interfering with it. And so if sirens in Seattle punctuated this call, then that would make for a bad signal to noise ratio. And that seems like an interesting metaphor to explore in these times of sort of information overload, of political division and these ideas of fake news, in times of environmental crisis, or which in some ways manifests as noise. For instance, whale biologists are starting to think that whales can't hear each other and can't communicate well anymore with so much boat engine noise in some places. And so we're hoping to introduce this framework and to build conversations around it. But in terms of a really distilled point, we're not trying to sort of spread anything. We're just trying to start conversations around an interesting idea.
Okay, can you tell us about the artists that will be joining you?
Yes, Nina Elder is a research-based artist that draws and paints landscapes of sort of human industrial activity. Billy Joe Miller says that he makes church, but what that looks like in practice are large-scale outdoor, often outdoor sculptures that use found materials to create sort of reflective spaces to sort of walk through or gaze upon and think about. Wendy Given is a photographer who has extended her practice to various other visual media, and she has a lot of sort of suggestion of magic and ritual within sort of natural settings and imagery in her work. And then Jimmy Reardon from Anchorage sort of builds lines of philosophical inquiry and then create social settings through which to explore them. So for instance, he did a big project in Homer a few years ago thinking about the idea of the sublime, where they built a structure on the beach that would be destined to be washed away by the tide within a few days. And so that's our group.
When you are here in Ketchikan, what will you be doing? I'm guessing with large If the artist makes large sculptures, that might not be something they're bringing with them. What will they be bringing and doing when they're here in Ketchikan?
Yeah, they'll each be presenting their work and ideas, and so sometimes we'll be presenting at the Main Street Gallery at 6 p.m. from 6 to 9 p.m. on Monday evening, this Monday, and so they'll share out their work, and alongside them we'll have a few locals who will also be presenting art or ideas or stories. And so on Monday we've got Rebecca Esbjornsson, Ray Troll, Chaz Gist, and Jack Finnegan, and they'll all be sharing their work alongside the artist, and then from that we'll go into discussion format to close things up. So 6 p.m. reception, and then presentations from 7 to 8:30 or so, and then a discussion from 8:30 to 9 or thereabouts.
Okay, and I also understand there's like a group walk or hike that's happening on Sunday?
Yeah, it's sort of an informal hike, and we'll be taking off from the Main Street Gallery. This is actually a change from what we had initially announced. We'll be taking off from the Main Street Gallery at 11 a.m. on Sunday. And so please join us if you'd like.
Okay, so chance to meet the artists as well as see and hear some presentations on Monday evening.
That's right.
Okay, anything?
And we'll be making school visits over the course of the tour as well in the various communities.
Okay, great. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nope. We'd love to see everybody out. And if you'd like to learn more about the tour and get a better idea of what we're up to or what the artist's work looks like, you can visit iialaska.org/guidelines/2017.
Okay.
And if that was too many flashes to remember, just go to iialaska.org and follow the link.
Okay, and we do record these interviews, and we'll put that on our website this morning with those links as well as information about the reception and presentations and the hike. Okay, thank you so much for joining me, and have a safe trip heading this way.
All right, we're looking forward to visiting Ketchikan. Thank you, Maria.
Thank you. Peter Bradley, he's with the Island Institute of Sitka, the Tideline Journey Arts Ferry Tour heading this way. And again, they will have an 11 a.m. hike on Sunday, April 9th. Drop by the Main Street Gallery. You can also give them a call to find out more about that. And then Monday from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Main Street Gallery is the main presentation.